追结本来是安排一传道要来讲道。
This session was originally assigned to Preacher Ye.
因为我怕讲也讲不完。
But I'm afraid that I can't finish the material I want to cover.
所以我请一张追结让给我讲。
So I asked Preacher Ye to give me his session.
我们早上谈到所复活主的问题。
This morning we talked about the Lord's Day.
那继续下午再来谈所复活的这个问题。
And now we'd like to continue this.
看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
第七节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 7.
使徒行传二十章第七节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 7.
七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候，保罗因为次日要起行，就与他们讲论。主讲到半夜，这里谈到七日的第一日有聚会擘饼。
Here it says on the first day of the week the disciples came together to break bread.
一般基督教拿这个做根据。
And so some Christians use this as evidence.
使徒行的开始就举行七日第一日的特别聚会了。
Then the apostolic church they already established worshiping on Sunday.
他说他们擘饼聚会就纪念耶稣的复活。
Because they were breaking bread to remember the Lord's resurrection.
这个完全错了。
This is completely wrong.
因为擘饼有两种情形。
Because breaking of bread has two circumstances.
一种是爱餐。
One is a fellowship meal.
是不定期可以常常举行的。
You can break bread whenever you want to have a fellowship meal.
一种是圣餐。
Another one is to have Holy Communion.
不可能每天举行。
You cannot have Holy Communion every day.
等一下我们才看圣经。
We will look into the Bible for this.
最初的聚会应当属于这个爱餐的聚会。
And it was likely that this gathering was a fellowship meal.
因为第二天保罗就起行。
Because the second day Paul was going to leave.
到耶路撒冷去。
He was going to Jerusalem.
因为有圣灵的启示。
Because there was a revelation from the Holy Spirit,
还有先知的预言,
and also the prophecies from the prophets, that this time Paul was going to be bound in Jerusalem.
会遇到逼迫,
he will face persecution.
他预测可能不能回来,
and it's possible that he will never return.
所以最初聚会都聚会到天亮,
so this time they had service until daybreak.
因此最初的爱餐就是, 最初的聚餐就属于爱餐。
So it's very likely that this breaking of bread was a fellowship meal.
等于用这个晚餐来送行。
And they were using this dinner time to send Paul off.
我们看二十章的第二十二节。
Let's also read chapter 20, verse 22.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。二十三节。
23.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我主证，有捆锁与患难等待我。二十四节
，verse 24，
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，主要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音啊！我们看出来说明就知道。
So when we read this explanation,
保罗追逐耶路撒冷会被捆绑。
We know that Paul was going to be bound in Jerusalem.
因为有圣灵的启示。
Because the Holy Spirit revealed this to them.
保罗已经有心理准备。
And Paul was already readied himself.
为了完成他的任务。
And he knew what was his future.
他把生命不当的宝贵。
And he knew what God had entrusted to him.
要行完他该走的路。
To complete the journey that God gave him,
完成他的任务,
to finish his ministry,
追逐离开可能不会回来,
that this time he could go and never return.
后来真的在耶路撒冷被捆绑,
and indeed he was bound in Jerusalem.
真的被送去罗马坐牢,
he was sent to Rome.
不过那一次没有判死刑,
but that time he was not judged to death.
根据使徒二十八章,
in Acts chapter 28,
他在罗马有两年住久,
he actually spent 2 years in Rome.
这两年是囚犯的身份,
andthese 2 years he was under house arrest.
Yeah, 因为是囚犯身份，所以他就被捆绑。
And also because he was a Roman citizen, he was
罗马兵在旁边看守他。
He had a trial, and also there was a Roman soldier that guarded him.
因为他没有犯什么罪。
But because he was clear of any wrongdoing,
他不过说向上诉该杀，所以才被带到罗马来。
It was because he wanted to appeal to Caesar, that's why he went to Rome.
所以他不必去坐牢。
So he was not sent.
他可以住在租房住住。
He was not in prison, but he was under house arrest.
也可以传福音。
And he could also freely preach the gospel.
但因为求完的身份。
Because he has this status.
所以还是被锁链捆着。
He was still bound.
还是有罗马兵看守他。
He still had a Roman soldier watching over him.
所以没有坐牢等于坐牢的状态。
And so it seemed like he was still bound and not free.
因此那一天就继续到天亮。
So when they had this fellow service, they had it until daybreak.
所以那处的聚餐是属于爱餐的性质。
So this breaking of bread must be a fellowship meal,
而不是圣餐。
Not of holy communion.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
46节。
Verse 46.
使徒行传二章46节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
他们天天同你合意。不且在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭啊！这里说，主如熟在圣灵刚刚降临的时候
，This was when the Holy Spirit first descended.
有三千个受洗
，3,000 believed and baptized.
他们每天聚集在祷告
，And here every day they continued in prayer.
然后在店里，在家里擘饼
，In the temple and also from house to house they broke bread.
啊，存欢喜心用饭。
With gladness and simplicity of heart, they
ate.
And here, the breaking of bread is again fellowship meal, not holy communion.
他就天天这么做。
Because they did this every single day.
圣餐不可能每天举办啊。
The holy communion is not possible to do it every single day.
啊，这个是爱餐。
So this is again a fellowship meal.
那么使徒二书章七节那一种聚餐也是爱餐的性质。
And also Acts chapter 20 verse 7 is also like a fellowship meal.
爱餐的话都跟你主复活没有关系。
A fellowship meal has no connection with the resurrection of Jesus.
退一步说，如果是圣餐呢？
But what if we were to say it was Holy Communion?
圣餐跟复活没有关系。
Holy Communion also has nothing to do with Jesus' resurrection.
圣餐的目的是纪念主的死。
Holy Communion is for the purpose of remembering Jesus' death.
耶稣举办圣餐的时候
，When Jesus established Holy Communion,
他做了我的身体，做了我的血。
He said, "This is my body, my blood."
你这么做为了纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
是纪念主的死。
Is to remember his death.
就是圣餐意义。
This is the meaning of Holy Communion.
所以圣餐跟复活没有关系。
So Holy Communion is not connected with the resurrection of Jesus.
因此，拿说者来说，其实第一柱祭业波饼是在办圣餐，纪念主的复活。
So it's even more wrong to say that on the first day of the week they gathered to have Holy Communion and then to remember Jesus' resurrection.
完全错了。
This is completely wrong.
因为我说可能是爱餐。
And I said, this is very possible it was a fellowship meal. And again, it has nothing to do with resurrection. But if you insist it is Holy Communion, Holy Communion is for remembering Jesus' death, not for Jesus' resurrection. And again, Holy Communion is not connected with resurrection. So to say that this day was set aside in the apostolic times to remember Jesus' resurrection, this is wrong.
这里也没有说明他们这么做是为了纪念主的复活。
And here in this passage, it also says that they were not remembering Jesus' resurrection.
所以拿主日当作其实第一日星期天要特别接近的复活都完全不成根据的，不成理由的。
So, this has no biblical basis to say that this is the Sunday was the day to remember Jesus' resurrection.
啊，我们现在看到这个，第三页的另外一个问题啊，就是
if we look at the handout, let's look at another common question.
现在我们先看林前第十一章好了，林前第十一章，哥林多前书十一章。
Rather, let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
哥林前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖那夜，拿起饼来，二十四节注谢了，就擘开说：“
24.
这我的身为你们舍的，你们要这么行，为了纪念我啊！”这里谈到圣餐目的是纪念主的死。
Here reminds us that Holy Communion is to remind of Jesus' death.
不是纪念主的复活。
Not for remembering Jesus' resurrection.
所以根据使徒二十章七节来证明，基督第一日要特别纪念主的复活，这个是错误的。
So again, to claim that the first day of the week was to remember Jesus' resurrection is completely wrong concept.
好，那这个 他们又根据哥林前书六章第二节。
Sometimes other Christians use 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2.
讲义的第数页。
So if we look on the outline that was
第数页这里谈到根据的第数，就是说第数的理由，他们为什么所复活主升级天呢？
And there's a section that talks about why other Christians claim that the worship should be on Sunday, the first day of the week.
根据哥林前书六章的第二节。
And sometimes they'll use 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2.
看哥林前书六章的第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2.
每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的镜像抽出来留着，免得我来的时候现做啊。他们拿这个做根据。
So they use this verse about first day of the week again.
每逢七第一日有特别奉献。
That they hear that they purposely offered tithes on the first day of the week.
那就等于说昨天有特别聚会啊。
So therefore, they explain that they had worship on first day of the week.
利用这个特别聚会的机会，大家要奉献。
When they gathered together on the first day, they used the opportunity to collect offerings.
其实这里并没有说七日第一日有特别聚会。
But here again, the Bible doesn't say they had a worship on the first day of the week.
也没有说有特别奉献。
Nor did it say that this was a special offering on the first day.
每逢七第一日要把大家所收入的抽一份出来留着。
But it just says that lay something aside from what you have received on the first day of the week.
有的译本翻成留在身边。
And some other translations say put it beside you.
有的译本翻成留在家里。
Others say leave it at home.
不是昨天在教会奉献。
It doesn't mean that on that day in church there was an offering collection.
而是昨天要把你上个礼拜所赚的钱抽一份出来留着在你身边或者在你家里，不是那一天教友特别聚会特别奉献。
But it means that on the first day of the week, you look back to the past week, what you have gained, set aside something for offerings, not that there was a worship on the first day of the week.
免得我来说现做就为了奉献的方便。
It's for the convenience of offering tithes.
一个礼拜过去了。
After 1 week has passed,
每个礼拜的第一天。
Every first day of the week,
你做了上个礼拜赚多少？
How much did you make the last week?
你抽一份出来留着。
You take that portion,
放在你身边，
put it beside you,
或者放在你家里，
put it inside the house,
免得偶来要急奉献时候临时算赚多少现多少很麻烦。
So that you can save time in the future from having to count how much you have to offer.
那做一做奉献是为什么目的呢？
And what was the purpose for this collection?
是教了经常奉献吗？
Was it the regular tithes?
如果教了经常奉献变成立定的，因每个礼拜要做的。
If it is a regular collection, that means it's a commandment to offer tithes every single week.
我们从前后来了解，做一个奉献不是教了经常会的奉献。
But if we examine this closely, this is not the regular tithe offering.
而是要帮助耶路撒冷穷人。
But this was a special collection to help the poor in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷穷人不是常常穷啊。
The poor in Jerusalem were not always poor.
现在穷需要帮助。
It was just that at that time they were poor, they needed help.
我做奉献帮助他。
So they collected money to help them.
以后不穷就不需要了。
And when they were not poor, then they did not need the collection.
所以这个不是经常性的奉献。
So this was not a typical offering.
也就是说，做一天并没有特别机会。
And also it means that there was not a special service.
并没有特别奉献。
There was not special offering.
而是每个礼拜的第一天。
But just that on the first day of the week,
把上礼拜赚的钱
whatever you gained the last week,
抽一份出来留着在你身边，在你家里
lay aside something either beside you or in the home.
等我来的时候
and when Paul comes,
你就把这个钱拿出来奉献
then just take out the money and I can collect it.
然后把这个钱带去耶路撒冷
and then Paul will bring this money to Jerusalem.
好，我们看十六章第一节
Let's look at verse 1.
哥林前书十六章第一节
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 1.
论到为圣徒捐钱。我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行啊？这里说论到为圣徒捐钱。
Now here it says concerning the collection for the saints.
不是奉献给教会经常会用。
This is not for the church's use.
而是为了信徒来捐钱。
But collection for the saints.
哪个地方的圣徒呢？
Now which saints?
啊，看第三节
，verse 3。
即至我来到了，你们写信举荐谁，我就打发他们把里面的捐献捐出送到耶路撒冷去。 做得很清楚啊。
So very clearly in verse 3.
第一节说的圣徒是哪些圣徒啊？
Which saints are we talking about?
就第三节所说的耶路撒冷的穷人。
Verse 3 says that it is for the poor members in Jerusalem.
哥林多是外邦教会。
Corinthian was the church of Gentiles.
然后他欢入加拉太众教会也要这么样奉献。
They asked the churches for offerings.
加拉太也是外邦教会啊。
And also the Galatian church for offerings.
耶路撒冷圣徒是犹太人的教会。
And the Jerusalem church was a church made of mostly Jewish members.
犹太人本来没有来往。
And we know that Gentiles and Jews usually did not mingle together.
因为外邦没有先割礼。
Because Gentiles did not were not circumcised.
是不洁净的族类。
They were originally an unclean race.
犹太有先割礼。
But the Jews had circumcised.
就分别为圣的选民。
Because they were a people set apart from the world.
他们不来往。
And so they originally did not mingle together.
但现在外邦的也信耶稣了。
But now the Gentiles have come to Christ.
耶稣的宝血洗净他们罪，他们变成一个分别为圣的信徒了。
And the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed them so that they can be a person called out of the world too to be a member.
犹太人本来不同文化背景。
And originally they had different cultural background than the Jews.
不同种族。
A different ethnic background,
不同语言,
different languages.
但现在信耶稣里面在耶稣合一,
but now they're all one under Christ.
所以外邦众教家了解耶路撒冷信徒很穷需要帮助。
So the Gentile churches recognized the poor members in Jerusalem needed help.
他们就捐钱帮助。
So they made a collection to help.
然后保罗就把这个钱带到耶路撒冷去。
And then Paul was sent to bring this money to them.
可见追求奉献不是教会的经常会奉献。
So again, this collection was not the regular tithe offerings for the church.
而不是预定的每周一次的特别奉献。
Nor was there a commandment to make offerings every single week.
而是为了奉献的方便。
But it's for the convenience of gathering this collection.
把上礼拜赚的钱拆分出来留着放在身边或者放在家里。
Whatever you have gained in the past week, set it aside or put in the house.
等到保罗来才把这些奉献钱送到耶路撒冷去。
And when Paul comes to them,then they can give it to Paul.
耶路撒冷穷人不是穷一辈子的。
And we know Jerusalem members will not be poor forever.
现在穷需要帮助。
They were poor just at that time, needed help.
以后不穷就不需要帮助。
And when they were not poor any longer, they don't need help.
所以这个是一个立定的经常性的奉献。
So this is not a commandment that you must offer tithes every week.
罗马书讲得更清楚。
This is more clearly explained in Romans.
看罗马书。
Romans.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
第二十六节二十五节
Romans chapter 15 verse 25
罗马书十五章二十五节
Romans 15 25
但现在我往耶路撒冷去攻击圣徒二十六节
verse 26
对马其顿和亚该亚人乐意做出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人这里谈到保罗说他要去耶路撒冷。
Here Paul says I'm going to Jerusalem.
要把这个马其顿还有亚该亚人所奉献的钱拿去耶路撒冷帮助那边的穷人。
To make a certain contribution collected from the Macedonian and Achaian churches to give to the poor in Jerusalem.
可这一般基督教把林前十六章二节来做根据说基督第一日有特别机会有特别奉献，完全错了。
So, again, very clearly, using 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2 to say that the first day of the week was then the day of worship and also the day to offer tithes is completely wrong.
因为很明显，那里的奉献不是教会的经常奉献。
Because very clearly, this collection was not the regular tithes.
也不是立定奉献。
Nor was there a commandment to offer tithes.
圣经也看不出那天特别机会。
Nor was there a special recollection from the Bible to set aside this day as worship.
说每个礼拜的第一天要把上个礼拜赚钱所以分出来留着在身边或者家里然后保罗来说会拿着奉献为了奉献的方便。
Again, this verse is just to say that whatever you have gained in the past week on the first day of the week, set it aside whether by yourself or in your home and then Paul will come and collect it from you.
从古林前书十六章那一段看不出他们有特别奉献。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 16, you can't really see that this was a special offering.
也看不出那一天有特别的聚会。
And you also can't really see that there was a special service.
只是说那一天要把上礼拜钱抽出来留着。
But it's just to say that on the first of the week, you can set aside your money for this collection.
而且奉献不是教要的。
And this collection was not for the church.
不是立定的。
Nor was it a commandment.
所以根本不可能立定在那天聚会。
So, of course, you could... There is no worship at this time.
因为奉献就帮助一些穷人呢。
Because this collection was for the poor in Jerusalem.
好，所以他们所根据的复活日、主日、基督第一日，要有特别忌讳、特别纪念耶稣的复活日，完全没有圣经任何根据。
So for the Christians who say that the Lord's Day was a day to remember the Lord's resurrection and to worship together, this is completely wrong.
反而我们今天安息日是有圣经根据。
On the other hand, to worship on the Sabbath day has biblical basis.
啊，所以我们要纪念安息日。
So we must remember the Sabbath.
啊，现在我们就谈到这个洗礼的问题。
Now let's talk about baptism.
啊，一般基督教通常认为洗礼跟得救没有关系。
Most Christians believe that baptism is not connected with salvation.
一个人的罪得赦免不是因为你受洗。
And they claim that remission of sins has no connection with baptism.
因为你悔改信耶稣。
It's only because you repented and belong to Jesus Christ.
你什么时候悔改信主，你的罪得赦免。
The day that you repented and believe in Jesus Christ is the day you receive remission of sins.
得救了。
You already have been saved.
洗礼是教了教的手续而已。
Baptism is just a outward symbol.
你没有受洗还不是信徒。
Before you're baptized, you weren't considered a member.
你受洗后才是信徒。
Only after you're baptized, then you're considered a member.
所以受洗就叫做教会的一个宗教仪式。
So baptism was just a ritual to claim membership in the church.
跟赦罪得救没有关系。
And they claim that it has nothing to do with remission of sins.
他们这样讲也有圣经根据。
So what they say, does it have biblical basis?
但是他把圣经根据讲错了。
And it has some biblical basis, but they also have misunderstandings.
我们看使徒行传第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章十九节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
使徒行传三章十九节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样的安息日就必从主面前来到。啊，这里说悔改归正，罪就涂抹。
So verse 19 says, repent and that your sins may be blotted out.
没有讲洗礼啊。
It doesn't talk about baptism.
所以他就拿这个做根据。
So other Christians use this verse as evidence.
当你悔改下决心要归正时候，
that once you make a determination to belong to Christ,
你的罪都涂抹掉了，
then your sins are forgiven.
并不因为受洗罪才得赦免。
It's not because of baptism that your sins are forgiven.
我们再看使徒二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
十六节。使徒行传二十二章十六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
现在你为什么单言呢？期待除过他的名，期待除过他的名，受洗洗去你的罪啊！这里保罗的见证。
Acts chapter 2 verse 16 is a testimony of Paul.
亚拿尼亚对他说
，That Ananias told him,
你已经明白耶稣救主了，做过单言。
You have recognized that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
你赶快起来，除过他的名，受洗洗去你的罪。
What are you waiting for? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins.
好，这里清楚说洗礼是洗净你的罪。
So here clearly baptism washes away sins.
可见洗礼跟赦罪有关系的。
So here is the connection between baptism and washing away sins.
这样说来。
So another word.
使徒三章十九节跟二十二十六节是不是冲突呢？
Does Acts chapter 3 verse 19 then conflict with Acts chapter 22 verse 16?
没有冲突。
There's no conflict.
我们怎么去了解它呢？
How do we understand these verses?
使徒行传十九节是强调悔改的重要。
Acts chapter 3 verse 19 is emphasizing the importance of repentance.
如果想叫罪涂抹，需要悔改。
If we want to have our sins be blotted out, we need to repent.
那作为洗礼跟得的关系，这里就省略不谈。
But here it doesn't especially mention baptism.
省略不谈不等于不需要。
But just because God didn'tTalk about baptism here doesn't mean it's not necessary.
二十二章除了就强调洗礼的功效。
Acts chapter 22 verse 16 then emphasizes the importance of baptism.
洗掉你的罪。
That baptism remisses sins.
没有讲悔改。
It doesn't talk about repentance here.
但不等于不需要悔改。
But it doesn't mean that we don't need to repent.
所以把三章十九节、二十二章十六节两节圣经都综合起来。
So if we combine Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 22,
我们就有完整观念。
Then we have the complete concept.
一个人的罪想得赦免。
That if we want our sins to be forgiven and blotted out,then we need to repent.
也需要受洗。
And we also need to be baptized.
因为悔改跟受的关系。洗礼跟受的关系都有圣经根据的。
Because repentance and baptism for the remission of sins all has biblical basis.
那问题的关键是什么？
Now what is the the question in this context.
就是说，什么时候罪都赦免
？When is the sin blotted out？
这是一个关键。
This is a question.
是悔改时候罪都赦免呢
？Is it when you repent then the sins are blotted away？
悔改受洗的时候罪都赦免
？Or is it repenting then baptized then the sins are washed away？
如果悔改时候罪已经得赦免
，If repentance yields remission of sins，
那受都跟洗礼没有关系。
Then we know that washing away of sins has nothing to do with baptism.
如果悔改受洗的时候罪才得赦免。
But if it's after repentance and baptism, then the sins are washed away.
这个洗礼跟受洗有关系的。
Then baptism has to do with washing.
好，
away
我们先看圣经怎么讲。
So let's see how the Bible explains.
使徒行第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
使徒行二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，或啊，耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所受的圣灵。”啊，这个五旬节，彼得这样回答当时的犹太人。
On the day of Pentecost, Peter was answering the Jews.
因为三十七节，大家问要怎么行来才可以呢
？Because in verse 37, everyone was asking him, "What should we do?"
他们听彼得见证耶稣已经复活了。
Because they heard Peter witness of Jesus' resurrection. Jesus was the Savior.
但他们把他钉十字架。
But they had crucified Jesus.
这个罪很重啊。
This was a great sin.
所以问怎么样行才可以，等于说怎么行才得救。
So they asked, "What shall we do then? What can I do to be saved?"
那彼得告诉他。
So Peter said to them,
要悔改
，repent.
然后说要受洗
，and be baptized.
然后说罪得赦免
，then the remission of sins.
然后说领受圣灵
，then you should receive the
这个。这个顺序摆得很恰当。
So the order here is very clear.
如果悔改说罪已经赦免
，If repentance yields remission of sins，
应当说悔改罪得赦免。
Then you'll see here, repent and your sins will be forgiven.
然后才讲洗礼。
Then be baptized.
如果这样的话
，If it's true，
悔改得说罪已经赦免的
，Then after repentance, then your sins are already forgiven.
洗礼跟受罪没有关系啊。
Baptism has nothing to do with forgiveness of sins. Then，
但这里不是这样排啊。
But the order was not so.
他说悔改。
Here Peter says repent.
然后受洗。
Then be baptized.
然后说罪得赦免。
And your sins will be remiss.
那就是说，一个人罪要得赦免。
So this is to say, if someone wants to have their sins forgiven,
需要悔改。
You must repent.
也需要受洗。
And you must also be baptized.
什么时候罪赦免呢
？When is the sins forgiven?
不是悔改时候受洗之前。
It's not after repentance and before baptism.
而是悔改受洗的时候。
But after repentance and baptism.
如果悔改的时候受洗之前罪得赦免，这样悔改的时候罪已经赦免了。
If it's before baptism that your sins are forgiven, then only after repentance you only have to repent and your sins will be forgiven.
洗礼跟受洗没有关系的。
And then baptism has nothing to do with remission of sins.
但这里不是这样讲啊。
But here, verse 38 doesn't say this.
悔改受洗。
It says repent and be baptized.
叫你罪得赦免。
For the remission of sins.
然后说受圣灵。
And then receive the Holy Spirit.
我们的体验好多人受洗后才得圣灵。
Many of our church experiences are so that after they're baptized, they receive the Holy Spirit.
工人受洗前都是也有比较少，这个是特别恩典。
There are some people who do receive the Holy Spirit before baptism, but these are less common, and this is special grace for them.
大部分是先受洗罪得赦免，才受圣灵。
The majority is after baptism having their sins forgiven, then they receive the Holy Spirit.
这个是隶属性第一次的布道会。
Here, this is the first evangelical service in the apostolic church after the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost.
第一次向外布道。
And this is when Peter first proclaimed the gospel.
怎么行才得救呢
？How to be saved?
要悔改。
You must repent.
要受洗。
Be baptized.
让罪得赦免。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
然后得圣灵充满。
And then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
这个是标准答案。
This is the correct answer.
隶属性第一次的布道。
So from the first evangelical service.
隶属性第一次宣告怎么行才得救。
From the historical point of how to receive salvation.
一个标准。
This is the order that was set.
标准如果错了。
And if the standard was wrong,
在历史上的错到底了
then the whole standard of history was wrong.
历史性第一次不能错。
Of course, the precedent cannot be wrong.
这个是绝对标准。
The precedent sets the standard.
怎么行才得救啊
？How do we receive salvation?
怎么行罪才得赦免
？How do we receive forgiveness?
要悔改。
Then we must
要受洗
repent, be baptized.
而且罪得赦免是悔改受洗的时候。
And remission of sins occurs after repentance and baptism.
因主洗礼跟赦罪是绝对关系。
And so, therefore, baptism is connected with the remission of sins.
那一般教会根据使徒三的使徒所说，悔改归正罪得赦免。
Some people say that
使徒三的十九节悔改归正罪都涂抹。
So some people, Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says, repent and your sins will be blotted out.
那个是强调悔改重要性。
Acts chapter 3 verse 19 is emphasizing repentance.
但他并没有说洗礼跟受的无关啊。
But it is not, it is not rejecting the importance of baptism.
那圣灵不提了。
It's just that God doesn't mention it here.
如果每一节圣灵都把完整的救恩都写在那边，何必写这么大一本书呢？
If God was to explain the process of salvation every single place, then the Bible would be really big.
圣经都是说这里一句那一句，然后把它整合起来，成一个有系统的道理，有条有理的了解神救恩是怎么样来完成的。
The Bible has truths here and another passage and here and there, and we connect it all together to formulate.What is the correct way of salvation?
那使徒十六章二十二节说洗礼洗掉罪。
Now in Acts chapter 22 verse 16 it says,
没有讲悔改。
Baptism will wash away your sins.
不是不必悔改。
It doesn't talk about repentance, but doesn't mean that we don't have to repent.
那么就强调洗礼的功效。
It's omitted, but it is to show the importance of baptism.
所以我们才说，为了要罪得赦免，需要悔改，也需要受洗。
That's why we say, in order to have our sins forgiven, we must repent and be baptized.
更重要的观念。
And even more strictly,
罪赦免的时间发生在什么时候？
When does forgiveness of sins happen?
发生在悔改受洗时候。
It happens after repentance and baptism.
不是悔改时候受洗之前。
It doesn't happen after repentance and before baptism.
因此，罪得赦免一定要受洗。
So for our forgiveness of sins, we must be baptized.
这个观念很清楚。
This is a very clear concept in the Bible.
所以一般基督教基督生常常抓一句就结束，他不考虑别的根据。
So a lot of other Christian churches just take one verse and explain the whole, extrapolate to the whole thing.
我们教几十年来，
but for the many decades of our church history,
我们从来未曾抓一句就结束。
We never just take one verse to explain everything.
我们都是相关的根据放在一起互相比较，把它整理一个系统。
We always connect different passages of the Bible and make it an order.
然后有条理了解神的话。
And that way we can fully understand God's word.
让神的话彼此不发生冲突。
So that we don't see any contradictions in God's word.
假如天主第三章十九节。
So like in Acts chapter 3 verse 19,
悔改就罪的涂抹,
repent and your sins will be blotted out.
否定洗礼受的功效,
if you were to say that neglects the power of baptism,
那就跟22章16节冲突了,
then that will conflict with Acts chapter 22
verse 16, 也跟12章3到8节冲突了,
and it's also conflict with Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
如果根据22章16节说洗礼洗掉罪不必悔改,
if you were to regard Acts chapter 22 verse 16, you just have to be baptized and don't repent,
那就跟三十九节悔改罪涂抹冲突了,
then you will conflict with the concept in Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
所以不能抓一句结束了,
so you can't just take one verse to explain the whole Bible.
根据并入圣经把它整理一个系统出来，
but organize the different passages in the Bible,
让它前后没有矛盾，
so that the whole concept does not have any contradictions.
有清楚的观念，
we have a clear understanding.
这才是查考圣经正确的方法。
And this is the way to study the Bible.
啊，现在我们再谈一些问题。
Let's talk about common questions.
啊，为什么这个洗礼会洗掉罪呢？
好，
好了，这个洗礼洗掉罪的。理由等一下再谈啊。我们现在再谈第一个问题。
Let's talk about common questions.
罗马书的第十章九节。
Christians may ask about Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
罗马书的第十章九节。
Acts chapter 10 verse
9. 你们若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活。就必得救。第十节，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救啊。一般基督教常常拿这两节做根据。
Many mainstream Christians use these two verses.
他说你心里相信耶稣救主。
As a basis that when you proclaim Jesus as your Savior,
你相信他已经复活了。
And you believe that he was raised from the dead.
啊，口里承认他是救主。
And you confess this with your mouth.
心里相信他复活了，
and you believe that he resurrected,
你就称义，
then you are saved,
你就得救，
you are righteous.
没有讲洗礼啊，
this verse doesn't talk about baptism.
假如他们拿这两节来告诉我们说这里没有讲洗礼，
so they use these two verses to say it doesn't talk about baptism.
只有讲心里承认，
It just talks about in your heart.
口里承认。
Confess with your mouth.
心里相信。
And believe in your heart.
耶稣是主。
That Jesus is Lord.
你就成立得救了。
Then you will be saved.
没有讲洗礼啊。
It doesn't talk about baptism here.
如果他们这么问的时候。
Now when they, if they ask you this question.
我们就会还问他。
Then you have to give them a clear
answer. 这里也没有讲悔改啊。
Here it doesn't talk about repentance either.
只有讲口里承认，心里相信，没有讲悔改。
It just says confess with your mouth. It doesn't talk about repentance.
难道不必悔改吗？
Do we not have to repent?
他说要啊。
They'll say yes, you have to repent.
我们说这里没有讲悔改嘛。
But here it doesn't talk about repentance.
然后别地方有啊。
Other places have this.
哦，我们等他讲这句话了。
So, we have.
我们等他讲这句话了。
To wait for them to answer this.
这里没有别地方有，你讲的对啊。
That, even though it doesn't say repentance here, other places have repentance.
这里没有讲悔改，不等于不必悔改。
And so, therefore, just because it doesn't talk about repentance here,
you
still need to repent.
这里没有讲洗礼，不等于说不必洗礼。
And therefore, here, though it doesn't talk about baptism, we still need to be baptized.
什么这里不讲悔改呢？
So, why doesn't it talk about repentance here?
为什么这里不讲洗礼呢？
Why doesn't it talk about baptism here?
因为悔改洗礼是信主的方法。
Because repentance and baptism is a method to believe in Jesus Christ.
这里没有讲方法。
Here is not talking about the method to believe in Jesus Christ. Here is talking about the object of our belief.
耶稣是我的主。
That Jesus is our Lord.
这里讲信仰内容。
This is talking about the inner, the concept of faith.
耶稣复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected.
如果耶稣没有复活。
If Jesus has not resurrected.
他觉得不是救主。
Then he isn't the Lord and Savior.
所以这里是讲信仰的对象耶稣。
So here is talking about who we worship, Jesus Christ.
信什么呢？
And what do we believe?
信耶稣复活了。
That Jesus resurrected.
因为耶稣复活才能成为的救主。
Because only if he resurrected, then he can be our Lord.
至于怎么行才真的能够赦罪称义。
So how do we believe and to be righteous and
要悔改。
We need to repent.
要洗礼。
We need to be baptized.
这里没有提到。
Here it doesn't talk about it.
是省略不提。
It's just that God didn't
好那为什么这里不提方法
？So,
为什么不提信的方法
？Why is it that he didn't explain the method of?
因为从第十的开始
，because from the beginning of chapter 10，
焦点放在基督。
The focal point is on Jesus Christ。
第十的说，律法的总结是基督。
That the focus of the law is Jesus Christ。
就是基督来成全律法。
That Jesus came to fulfill the law。
基督来成了律法，做律法就画个句点了。
And so when Jesus came to fulfill the law, the
law had an ending point.
The law had come to an ending point.
然后他说，让信的人都得了义。
So that everyone who believes can be saved, be righteous.
律法要靠行为。
To rely on the law is to rely on works.
行为好才被称义。
To rely on works, then you can be justified.
但主的救恩不是靠行为。
But again, Jesus' salvation is not on works.
靠你信耶稣基督复活了。
It is on your belief that he has resurrected.
他是你的救主。
That he is your savior.
你的罪得赦免。
That your sins will be forgiven.
你就被称义。
Then you will be justified.
所以才说，因着信你就得了义。
That's why here, you are saved through your belief.
然后第五节说。
And verse 5 says,
说人若行那出于律法的义，就因主活着，就你行律法才活着啊。
And here it says, the man who does these things shall live by them.
假如你违背律法，就被定罪的灭亡了。
So if you were to go against the law, then you would die by the law.
第六节，我以出信心的义就样说啊，出信义就因信称义，就怎么说呢
？But how are you justified by faith? Verse 6.
你不要心里说，谁要到天上去把基督领下来呢
？It says. Do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven.
不需要上天国上天上去把人领下来了。
We don't need to go to heaven to bring down the righteousness of faith.
因为基督已经住你下来了。
Because Jesus actually has already
been
this earth.
所以你不需要天上去把他领下来。
So you don't need to go to heaven to bring it down.
然后第八节说，第七节又说。
And verse 7 says.
谁要下阴间去把基督从死里领上来呢
？Or will you go down to the abyss?
不需要，他已经祝你复活了。
We don't need to do that because Christ has already resurrected.
该做的行都做了。
Whatever Jesus has already fulfilled these things.
你不必到天上去把基督领下来，他就已经下来了。
You don't need to go to heaven to bring him down. He already came.
你不必下阴间把基督领上来，他已经祝你复活了。
You don't have to go into the abyss to bring him up. He has already resurrected.
现在所需要是什么
？What is required of you?
你只要信。
Just believe.
你就会称义。
You will be justified by faith.
你就会得救。
And you will be saved.
信谁呢？
Who do you believe?
Jesus Christ is Lord. 信什么呢
What do you believe? That he resurrected.
前面都在讲基督啊。
So again, the previous verses were talking about Christ.
因为教导出基督。
Because they were focusing on Jesus Christ.
当然，这个第九、第十节就以基督为中心了。
Of course, chapter verse 9 and 10 also are focused on Jesus Christ.
所以九节、十节只有谈到信仰对象基督。
So 9 and 10 are talking about the object of our worship.
信仰内容他复活了。
And believe that he resurrected from the dead.
你要口里承认。
And if you confess with your mouth.
心里相信。
And you believe in your heart.
耶稣你的主。
And Jesus is Lord, that he resurrected,
你就称义,
then you will be saved.
你就得救,
you will be righteous.
注意悔改跟洗礼在这边省略不提。
So God did not specifically talk about repentance or baptism.
省略不提不等于不需要。
Just because he doesn't talk about it doesn't mean it's not required.
因为丢掉了很大的根据。
Because other passages give us the basis.
圣经如果只有做两节就有一个完整的答案，何必写这么大一本圣经呢？
If the way to salvation was only these two verses, why is the rest of the Bible here with us?
圣经都是说这里一句那里一句。
Again, the Bible has truths here and there.
然后我们把它整理出来。
And we collect it together.
成为一个系统。
And there's a organized way to explain it. 才一个
完整的答案。
Then we have a complete answer.
好，现在我们再来谈另一个问题。
Let's talk about another question.
为什么洗礼会得到罪的赦免？
Why does baptism
按照律法上的规定
result in the remission of sins?
要这个献上牛羊做祭物，流血才能够赎罪。
We know according to the law, there must be shedding of blood to be justified.
我们看利未记的第一章。
We can read this in Leviticus chapter 1.
第三节。
Leviticus chapter 1,
利未记的第一章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse
3. 他的供物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神面前蒙悦纳。第四节
Verse 4,
也要按手在燔祭先的头上，燔祭被蒙悦纳，为他赎罪啊。这个律法有规定。
So according to the law,
有罪的要献牛。
To if you have sin, you must offer a bull.
下面这个第第十节以下要谈到献羊。
And then verse 10 and onward in this chapter talks about offering a sheep.
然后第十节以下又谈到献斑鸠或者鸲鸽。
And then verses 14 and onward talk about offering birds or turtle doves.
牛羊或是鸽子，或是这个斑鸠，都是有生病会流血的动物。
So bulls, sheep, and also turtle doves or pigeons are those animals that shed blood.
人有罪要灭亡。
Man has sins that must be atoned for.
但神的律法说，你只要献这些有生命的东西，把它杀掉，流血献给我，你的罪会涂抹。
But God established this law that if you offer these animals that shed blood, they will make atonement for your sin.
就是预表基督的救恩。
And this prefigures Jesus' salvation.
耶稣是神的羔羊。
Jesus is the Lamb of God.
赎价等于说祭坛。
And
赎价是十字架等于祭坛。
The cross was his altar.
耶稣被钉十字架，就把主的当做羔羊献给神。
And so Jesus, as the Lamb of God, was offered as a sacrifice to God.
看约翰一章二十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰一章二十九节。
Acts chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 29.
出入约翰看耶稣来到他那里，就说看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的啊。约翰看耶稣来，就说他是神的羔羊。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said he is the Lamb of God.
他说除掉人的罪的。
Who takes away the sin of the world?
所以律法规定用牛羊献给神，罪得赦免，是预表基督救恩。
So the law talking about how blood must be shed, this prefigures Jesus Christ.
那牛羊流血，这个跟我们今天受洗信耶稣受洗有什么关系呢？
And what does this offering and shedding of blood have to do with baptism?
我们现在先来看这个希伯来书第十章。
Let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第一节
Verse 1.
律法基督将来免受的言不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长生一样祭物叫那进前来的人都完全。第二节
Verse 2,
若不然献祭的事岂不就早就止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心祭人被洁净，就不在这里有罪了。第三节
Verse 3,
但这些祭物是叫的每年前的罪来。第四节
Verse 4,
因为公牛和山羊血断不能除罪。这里谈到律法是预表，
This talks about how the law is a prefiguration.
公羊的血绝对不能除罪。
And indeed, the blood of lambs and bulls could not atone for sin.
因为人的生命比牛羊更有价值。
Because the life of man is more than a life of an animal.
有价值的人有罪需要灭亡，用没有价值的牛羊代替，神不满意了。
It is not a perfect sacrifice to have an animal that's less value than a human life to atone for their sins.
因为人的价值跟牛羊差太多。
Because the value of a man and an animal is very great.
不能满足神的要求。
It's very contrasting. It does not fulfill God's plan.
好，我们现在看到下面第五节。
Let's continue to read verse 5.
所以基督到世上来时，我就说神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。第六节，凡祭和赎罪是你不喜欢的。第七节，那时我说神啊，我来了，我要照你旨意行。我的赎罪现在已经有记载啊。耶稣说这些祭物不是神喜欢的。
So Jesus says that these sacrifices and offering you did not desire.
又说神为耶稣预备身体。
But a body you have prepared for me.
那我已经照神旨意已经来了。
And Jesus had come as a man.
我要把身体献给你。
And he will be sacrificed.
耶稣道成肉身的救主。
Jesus is the Savior, and he became flesh.
他的价值胜过全世界生命全世界所有人生命的总和。
His value exceeds any life on this earth.
所以一个人舍命可以为全世界舍命。
So his one life can be a sacrifice for all the lives in this world.
啊，不管任何人，只要信了耶稣。
No matter what kind of a person, as long as he believes in Christ, his blood can wipe away his sins, and he will be atoned for. So Jesus Christ has already fulfilled his law. So now we do not have to offer sacrifices of animals. We just have to believe in Jesus Christ, repent, and be baptized. So how does baptism connect with offering sacrifice.
好，我们休息十分钟再来。
We'll take a break for 15 minutes and then continue.
好，默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
I Thank you.